Takeaway English from the BBC.
In China, he's known as the flying fish. In America, they call him the Baltimore Bullet. Whatever you call him, American swimmer Michael Phelps looks destined to become a household name across the world after breaking the Olympic record for most gold medals in a single games. Phelps' total of 8 golds in Beijing put him one ahead of compatriot Mark Spitz's previous tally set in 1972. Michael Phelps dominated the field in 7 of his races and set an amazing 7 world records in the process. He did, however, have one close shave in the 100 meters butterfly, which he won by the smallest possible margin of just 0.01 seconds. And in another, he had to contend with a faulty pair of goggles. Now people are already calling him the greatest Olympian of all time. But whether he is or not, what is it that makes Michael Phelps so good? Well, a good place to start might be his physique. Phelps has the perfect body shape for a swimmer. His arm span is longer than his height. He has very flexible joints, huge lungs, and his incredibly large feet, size 14 US, size 49 in China, act like flippers in the water. To feed his huge swimmer's body, Phelps eats an astonishing 12,000 calories a day, 6 times the average for a man of his age. According to his coach, Phelps starts with a breakfast of champions, 3 fried egg sandwiches with cheese, tomatoes, fried onions and mayo, a 5 egg omelette, a bowl of grits, 3 slices of French toast, and 3 pancakes with chocolate chips. He then slips into a swimsuit which has been making waves in the world of swimming. Designed by NASA, the American Space Agency, the suit is made of a special material which is said to help athletes swim 2% faster. Michael Phelps should spare a thought for his mum, who first pushed him into swimming as a way of making friends, and who believed in him when one teacher said he would never be a success. Whatever the reason for his success, Phelps admits there was perhaps also a bit of luck involved in winning his 8 medals. "I guess 8 is a lucky number for me too now." The opening ceremony started on the 8th of the 8th, 08. "Maybe it was meant to be," he said.
Takeaway English from the BBC.